I'm Sylvia Ashbillard with the Lenoxville Borough Council meeting highlights. This past Monday was the Lenoxville Borough Council meeting. A number of requests were approved by Council in regards to the Planning Advisory Committee files, minor renovations and repairs to three commercial spaces, and one residential was approved. The 2014 reports were tabled for Volunteer Night, as well as the annual community cleanup in Lenoxville. Council granted financial assistance to ANAF The Hut in the amount of $1,960. Council opened the meeting to questions from the public. One resident was quite concerned about a large hole on the road on St. Francis, adding that a pylon had been removed, leaving unsuspecting drivers at the mercy of the deep hole. Price was surprised to hear the pylon was gone and said he would see that it was replaced immediately. The Lenoxville citizen also mentioned that the hole had been there for some time and wondered why it had not yet been filled. Price replied that in order to keep the hole from reappearing after a few weeks, it would require more work than just a load of gravel. Another citizen in attendance had noticed the sale of a parcel of land by the city in the Tribune. Regarding this, Price offered an explanation.
The piece of land up on the top of College Street between Archie Mitchell and Oxford. Now, part of that is already occupied, but there is a space in there, a wooded area, and that's the only land left in Lenoxville available for multifamily dwelling, except for areas that are already built in multifamily. So that's being put up for public tender. And we've had quite a few people looking at it over the past couple of years, so we'll see what happens with it. There's been a couple of projects presented, not officially but unofficially, from some developers. We've seen a project of condos. We've seen a project of just basically apartments, big apartments, some with several stories, but I think there's a limit there of four stories. City will, they want to get the most they can for it.
In closing, the Lenoxville Borough Council endorsed the implementation of a project called Mon Chac, Mes Choix, Mon Avenir to the Planning and Urban Development Service, which would result in opening a home for young adults dealing with mental issues in the Lenoxville area. The home will likely be located at the south end of Queen Street or the west end of College, according to Borough President David Price, adding that the project is still years away. And this has been a special report with highlights from the Lenoxville Borough Council meeting. I'm Sylvia Ashbullard.